about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Clear my throat. What was that? Was that an Anchorman? Right? Where he was going, how now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? Not really sure why they do that before they go on air. Me, ma, moo. I mean, I remember I took some singing lessons. I know. Who would know? Right. Who would know? And I took some singing lessons, and it was very odd because this man took his finger and he stuck it on my tongue. And I don't think I was being naive because my mom was there. Well, at first she wasn't. And when I told her what he was doing, she made sure she came. But what he did is he would stick his finger down my throat, just his finger. Stop giggling. This is a true story. And he would, I can't do it because I'd gag right now if I did it. But, and then I had to go, and he would do something with my tongue. Now, mind you, since then, I went to medical school, so I still don't understand why some posterior tongue pressure helps you sing better. I really don't understand why he was sticking his fingers in his mouth. Again, it probably was another example of assault that I just never really picked up on, but I didn't think it was that odd because one, my clothes were on, but two, the note did come out more clear. So there's a variety of techniques singing coaches do. I have never seen that one replicated, but where I am kind of confused is the Anchorman opening of the How Now Brown Cow. Still don't get that one. I do understand the scotch, wanting to take a shot of scotch before you go on air. I don't know when Anchorman 2 comes out, but I think that Percy Jackson mythology movie is coming out this weekend. That I dig. I really dig anything that's Greek mythology. And not because Zeus was sexy. I don't really even know what Zeus was supposed to have looked like, but I just think those Greek mythology stories are pretty damn cool. So I'll probably want to watch that movie, but I got to find a cheap matinee price and see if I have some extra points on my ticket because I'm pretty cheap. Not cheap, but frugal. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say 1 in 3 women are using the withdrawal method of birth control. Withdrawal, right? When in doubt, pull out. That. So I guess we'll talk about that and why that may not work. If we really do need to review sperm and how it swims and the nautical knots, we'll get to it. Then we have a man in Florida who has A, survived a lightning strike, B, survived a shark bite. Bets are now being taken. He's not doing it on purpose. He just is luck of the draw. Bets are being taken if he's going to be near a sinkhole because he lives in Florida. Then we have an article from one author who is predicting the next 20 cities that may face bankruptcy after Detroit. We have Dustin Hoffman, who is quote-unquote surgically cured of an undisclosed cancer. I don't get that. Tell us what cancer you have, or just kind of, you know, if you want privacy, then don't really tell us about the cancer. But, you know, I mean, good for him. I thought he did amazing in Tootsie. What other movies was he in? Meet the Fockers, the Kramer versus Kramer. Oh, he was in a lot of movies. He played in the Watergate movie. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, he says he's surgically cured of cancer. Not sure what kind of cancer. I guess it's for us to guess. Uvula? Not sure. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Now this is kind of interesting. They say adults are set to spend more time using digital media than watching television by the end of this year, more people are on digital media than TV. Now, for those of us who are starting to venture into television, this is kind of some bad news. But for those of us on radio, it's great news, okay? Because more and more people are listening to radio. That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing more and more people are listening to the Dr. Dolly Show on the radio or on internet. No? Nobody's listening to the Dr. Dolly Show? No, let's count. One. There's a hand over there. Two. See? We've got people listening. But internet, social media, big. So we have your Facebook and your Twitter and your YouTube, etc. But it's very interesting. Okay, many of us that don't have TiVo room on our TiVo, what do? We go on our internet to watch the television show. So, you know, those of you going, oh, I need to get a flat screen because my 1970s television is obsolete. Be careful with the money that you spend, because my guess is if the end of the year is coming in about 4.5 months, right? Christmas, right? September, October, November, December, plus some August. Yeah. I bet TVs are going to plummet in price. People are watching things on their smartphones or watching things on their laptop. Now, as a doctor, I always get concerned about the medical ramifications of this. Are the LED lights, if that's what comprises a lot of these types of gadgets, could that hurt our retina? A study came out saying, yes, it do. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, that's exactly how they put it. Yes, it do. What about eye strain? I never needed reading glasses. My whole life, I never needed reading glasses. And I was told, when I'd be in my 40s, especially after LASIK, I would need reading glasses. All right, fine, so I'm going to need reading glasses. But it wasn't until I spent the significant amount of time on the computer that it accelerated and accelerated fast. So I blame my impending tornado speed need for reading glasses on my laptop, my smartphone, I don't know, picking out, plucking, eyebrow hair. That's what I blame that on. All right, guys, don't go away. The rhythm method or the withdrawal method doesn't work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, I do have a guest book on my website at drdahlia.com. Anytime you guys visit the website, please sign into the guest book. Would love to see who's listening, where you guys are listed from. I really appreciate it. All right, so 1 in 3 young U.S. women use the withdrawal method for birth control. All right, now, withdrawal is one of the most oldest, I guess, forms of birth control. I wonder how they figured it out. I wonder how they figured out in the olden days what caused you to be pregnant. I mean, I'm sure it didn't really, you know, take rocket science, but, you know, you assume in caveman days, you know, how did they really understand about sperm and, you know, testicles and epididymitis or the epididymis and vas deferens? I'm sure they did it, but I'm sure they kind of put two and two together. But the withdrawal method, for those of you kind of scratching your head, it's where right before a climax is supposed to happen, okay? And unfortunately, with any of my sexual experiences, I never saw the male partner actually ever get that far. I don't know what I was doing wrong. But I guess in theory, if before the climax, the appendage is withdrawn, then a certain package doesn't get delivered. This is a family show. Okay? All right? Yeah. Santa Claus can't deliver his package. Bad analogy. Okay. Now, in college, we used to say, when in doubt, pull out. Okay? Now, of course, our parents never liked that that type of terminology. They would say, oh, my gosh, no. Go get yourself some birth controls. I was a good girl. So, for me, I just watched all this happen from the sidelines. But from what I understood, theoretically, what happened is people would have sex. If they didn't have any birth control on board, if they didn't have any condoms, if they didn't have any, I don't know, what else would they use? Duct tape, scotch tape, whatever handy, then they would just go ahead and have sex anyway. And then they realize, oh, wait a second, I could get her pregnant, and then they pull out. So when in doubt, pull out. Fine. All right. Now, you would think that with Obamacare now covering birth control, or you would think with all the concern about teenage pregnancy and the money that has to go into pregnancy and how, you know, getting an abortion may not be as easy as it used to be, people would be more careful. But when Dr. Andy Dude, who's a resident in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, who does your pap smear? Dude. No. I'm just saying, who's the doctor that does your pap smear? Dude. No, dude, good to see you, too. Good to see you. Nice to see you. But I'm asking you, who is your doctor? That's what I'm saying, dude. I know what you're saying, dude. I'm just asking you for the name. Who's your gynecologist? It's dude. Dude? Dude. Okay. So Dr. Andy Dude, a resident in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Duke University Medical Center, and her colleagues, I guess the co-dudettes, analyzed 2006 to 2008 data from a national survey of U.S. women focusing on 2,200 participants. You could call them dudes, but they weren't dudes. They were women, okay, between the ages of 15 and 24. Their aim was to see, get that? See, is that cute? That's a play on words. Their aim was to see how commonplace it was for young, sexually active women to use withdrawal as a way to avoid pregnancy. They said 31% of the women used withdrawal as a form of birth control at least once. Of those who used it, about 21% became pregnant. Now, not to get too personal, but prior to us, after we were married, of course, okay, because we were married, kids, listen to that, Dr. Daya was already married, we were not ready to have kids because I was still in training. So we did the triple whammy. We had birth control, condom, and withdrawal. In fact, the fourth, if I was afraid that we were going to get pregnant, the fourth method of birth control was going to be him just being across the room. So, and we didn't. We didn't get pregnant. But then when I realized, oh, my gosh, if we're going to get pregnant, we got to, like, do it now, like in the next 24 hours, boom, thank God we were able to get pregnant. I'll share that story with you. I don't have enough time, but just to sum it up pretty quickly, it included our Chevy Chevette that didn't have any air conditioning. But that's a whole other story for another day. So anyway, okay, and then my baby was born 9 months later. They say withdrawal users were also 7.5% more likely to have used emergency contraception. So I guess what dude realized, I'm sorry, it's not her fault, but that's pretty cool. You gotta admit that's pretty cool, right? Her name is Dude. All right, so Dude found that there may be a little bit of a trend. All right. Women who relied on the withdrawal method, which depends, of course, on the man pulling out before ejaculation as the only form of birth control, tended to be less likely to get pregnant who used withdrawal along with other forms of birth control. So that makes no sense to me. Okay. I would say, you know what I would say? If you're a young woman who's not married, don't have sex. If you're a young man that's not married, don't have sex. Isn't that easy? Then you don't have to figure out withdrawal, deposit, ATM machines. It's very confusing for these kids. You know, I hate that. Would you like to make a withdrawal today? A withdrawal of what? I just want money. Are you withdrawing? No, I'm here for money. Yes, is that a withdrawal? Well, of course, I just try to put my card in. The ATM won't work. I just want money. Are you withdrawing? No, I'm not withdrawing from anything. I haven't been on narcotics or Valium or sleeping pills. Just please, just give me my money. So very confusing for a lot of people. Now, birth control, what I think is going to be the latest and the greatest when it comes to birth control is the idea of just taking it as you need it. Like, for example, you see how Valiums and benzodiazepines are the biggest thing, right? I mean, everybody loves to be able to pop something when they need it. Well, I think that type of birth control is going to become more and more popular than you think. The reason why I was a little concerned, I was very concerned about Plan B being over the counter, is I don't want people popping pills as they need it. I'm already having blood pressure patients try to do the same thing. So they're like, you know what, Dahlia, I'll just check my blood pressure over time, I'll pop a pill. No. Okay, first of all, I don't want pill poppers. Number two is we want prevention. And I'm seeing a growing trend with our ADD society. And I'm not saying everybody in our society has true attention deficit disorder, but we've become a society that wants things now, and they don't want to wait for it, and they don't want to prepare, and they don't want to have to pre-think, okay? People don't want to go to physical therapy or get their chiropractic done or see a doctor and start strengthening their back. What do they want to do? They want to be able to pop their pill as soon as they have the pain or as soon as they need it. Same thing with anxiety. They don't want to sit and go through therapy. One, it's expensive. Two, there's not enough therapists out there, but they want to be able to take their pill. I'll offer them maybe a antidepressant or anti-anxiety. Does it work right away? Well, you know, this needs to build up in your system. It's an everyday medicine. Oh, no. I just want something that I can take a pop as I need it. So birth control is going to be going down that path more than you think. And if you're looking at this one particular study where a third of women are using the withdrawal method and not even you're talking about a third of them. Now, true, it's only a couple thousand women, but still, this could be representative of the population. I can't tell you how many of my patients don't take birth control, and I don't think it's a cost thing because those that have insurance get it free with their under Obamacare now. And yes, that's already gone into effect. You can already get your birth control, no copay, under your health insurance. I think people don't want to prep. They don't want to prepare. Hence, that's why I keep telling you guys to go and get your freeze-dry guy. Okay, it's never too early to prepare. See how I transitioned to the freeze-dry guy? Freeze-dry guy, never too early to prepare. Get your food. It's tasty. Yeah, but we really have this anti-prep thinking. And maybe it's because people think they could just run to the nearest McDonald's if they need food. Or there's always a Walmart, and Walmart is full of stuff. Or, I mean, those of you who live in hurricane affected areas or tornado affected areas or Sandy affected areas, you guys know, oh no, a store can be emptied in a matter of seconds. All right. But other people, they're like, no, I don't have to prepare. I don't have to prepare for my moods. I don't have to prepare with birth control. And I'm a little nervous about a society that thinks that way. All right. So rather than when in doubt, pull out, just don't go in. All right, we'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer, a two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We got Tom calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom. my name's Tom. I'm calling from Las Vegas. Used to be a local trucker. Now I'm cross-country.
Hey.
And, I mean, I've been a long-time fan of yours, and I'm excited to talk to you.
Hey, how's it going? What's up, buddy? What you got for me?
Well, anyhow, I was talking to a couple of my friends, and I spend my day listening to most of these shows, especially yours, and I just heard through the grapevine that they're going to be canceling all the shows off of XM, all the talk shows. Is that true? Or
From what I understand, they're supposed to be still working on it, I don't know, I wish I knew more. I haven't been able to talk to XM, but I guess some of the stations that have talk, I don't think all of their talk, that I think there's supposed to be a reshuffling from it. I wish I had more answers, but I wish I knew more. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I mean, we heard that there was supposed to be a shuffling. I doubt they're going to get rid of all the talk shows because, I mean, so many people listen to these shows. We got some great shows on XM. I just don't know what they're doing with that yet.
All right. Well, I hope you're right because I spend most of my day obviously listening, and that would suck if I lost all of you guys.
I know. Yeah, that would suck. Well, thank you for listening, man. You guys rock. Thank you, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, if we do get any scoop, we'll definitely let you guys know. I apologize if I don't have any answers on that yet. Now, I have a question. Have any of you guys been fired for your weight? All right, we've been talking about weight discrimination for a while. Weight discrimination in jobs. Remember, we were talking about how a hospital in Texas, from what I understand, was not going to hire you if you were of a certain BMI. Well, I guess new research from Ohio's Bowling Green State University shows how employers will discriminate against applicants, I guess, when it comes to their body shape. According to this one study being reported by Mail Online, overweight people who went through in-person interviews were 27% less likely to score a job offer than their slimmer competition. According to the study, 27%. Now, we were talking about discrimination when it came to smokers. We were talking about discrimination when it came to medical conditions, right, because of Obamacare. But what about discrimination with obesity? If any of you have felt like you've lost your job or not been able to get a job because of your body size, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of us have known that there was a type of discrimination out there that was never able to be pinpointed, and that was a discrimination on looks, okay? I had worked for a company years ago that would very, I don't want to use the word blatantly, there really wasn't subtle about it, where everybody working there was good-looking. I don't know why they hired me, but everybody there was a fox. I mean, whether it was a guy or a girl. And there was no discrimination on male versus female or race or ethnicity or religion or creed. But, gosh, everybody was good looking. And so we know this has happened. But are we starting to see it more? Okay. Apparently an unidentified woman, okay, who had passed a phone interview. This is one case where one of seven overweight women were escorted out of an interview, I guess, in 2011 with 20 participants at lunch while everybody who stayed was thin. She claimed the phone interview was mostly about her out-of-work activities, and she got the impression that this one company wanted to see that she was active. All right. I don't want to kind of go into the story, but I guess what the gist of it is, and I apologize for starting to, I don't want to, I'm starting to read a story and then I realize it's too long to read, so I don't want to go into it. But basically the gist of it is some people pass the interview on phone. They come in and then they pass. And this is some frightening stuff. Okay. Now some of you are probably out there going, well, Dalia, if they want to get a job, they're going to have to compete, and they're going to have to compete by getting their weight down, okay? People need to be less obese. I get that. It would be nice. I would love for everybody to be less obese, okay? But I also understand that weight loss isn't as easy as you being born with good metabolism, because many people aren't born with good metabolism. So if we have an economy like we have, whether you want to have the edge as a skinny person or not, I want everybody working, okay? If I'm slimmer than an obese person or I'm heavier than a slimmer person, all right, I don't want to see this down this level. I want to look at it at the level of, I want our Americans working. A skinny person working or an obese person working, they both equal taxpayers and people putting money into the system. So if we are seeing this discrimination happen, and those of us are of a good weight, looking at it going, well, you know, it's their fault. They did this to themselves. Can you please have a little bit more empathy? All right. Yes, I get that. I get some people are going to the buffets. Some people are eating double bacon cheeseburgers per meal. I get that. But a lot of people that are overweight, and I know, I see them in my office, they got their calories down to 1,500 calories, all right? And it has taken forever for them to lose weight. Yet the skinny folk can eat 2,000, 2,200 calories a day, no problem. So it's not all their fault. And I think we need to have our eyes open that, yes, obesity could be a multifactorial issue. But as we see employers discriminate, okay, if we have a highly unemployed population of obese people, and people get depressed when they don't get to work. Some people, when they're depressed, they don't eat. Not me. If I'm in a funk, I eat. There's nothing that helps get me out of a funk than a nice chocolate cookie covered in chocolate with chocolate sprinkles dipped with chocolate syrup. That gets me out of my funk. So I don't want obese people getting more obese because they can't get a job and they have to be home. So if you're an employer out there, okay, all right, and somebody is not of the ideal weight, okay, can you cut them some slack? Now, speaking of our financial turmoil and unemployment, 20 cities that may face bankruptcy after Detroit. This is written by Stephen Moore. This is in Newsmax.com. He predicts these next 20 cities could follow the same fate as Detroit when it comes to bankruptcy. Okay? He says 61 of the largest U.S. cities are plagued with the same kinds of retirement costs that sent Detroit into Chapter 9 bankruptcy this summer. He said these cities have amassed $118 billion in unfunded health care liabilities. So these are the legal promises to pay health care benefits to municipal workers beyond the employee contributions that finance the funds. So hence, he calls it a giant fiscal sinkhole. He said, don't think cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, and New York are too big to fail. Remember we talked about how New York was having problems with their pensions? Okay. He says Chicago is in the running for the same fate as well as Philadelphia. So these are some cities that he thinks would possibly be at risk for bankruptcy next. Compton, California, East Greenbush, New York, Fresno, California, Gulf County, Florida, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He cites Irvington, New Jersey, Jefferson County, Alabama, Menasha, Wisconsin, Newburgh, New York, Oakland, California. Oakland, California, we know there was going to be an issue. Philadelphia School District, Pennsylvania, Pontiac, Michigan, Providence, Rhode Island, Riverdale, Illinois, Salem, New Jersey, Stratford County, New Hampshire, Taylor, Michigan, Van Nuys Heights, Minnesota, Wenatchee, Washington, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing, and Woonsocket, Rhode Island. That's who he predicts is going to be next. Don't go away. I want to talk more about this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Dustin Hoffman says he is surgically cured of cancer. Good for him. 75-year-old, looks great. I mean, I believe he's already been directing, and I'm a fan of his. I think he does a great job. Always smiling, always entertaining. Apparently his rep did not reveal the type of cancer. Okay. Maybe it's because of the whole Michael Jackson or the Michael Douglas issue, right? Where his cancer was revealed and, it was the throat cancer. Then people were like, wait a second, throat cancer could be HPV. And then Michael Douglas, right, was talking about, I guess, you can get it from oral sex. So then everybody was talking about how HPV got into Michael Douglas's throat. Some people were blaming Sharon Stone. Right, because of that movie she was in where she wasn't wearing underwear, Basic Instinct. So yeah, so I get it. The only thing is you know, if I were him, okay, I would probably be more forthcoming. Not, and first of all, it's none of our business. But if he's gonna already tell us it's cancer, then I'd probably say, okay, it was prostate, or, I don't know, ovarian. Okay, and not for him, obviously, right? Okay, but I do think these stars respect privacy, okay? Not sure why they even had to tell us about the cancer, okay? But I, you know, so it's they're telling us something, but they're not telling us everything. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Good for him. But people ask, well, what type of cancer can you cut out and cure? Well, there's a lot of things. Could be skin cancer, could be throat cancer, but usually with throat cancer, they may also do some radiation with it at the same time. I mean, colon cancer could be cut out. Prostate cancer, he could have his prostate removed. You know, it's odd because, you know, like when Angelina Jolie brought forth the information about her losing, deciding to have her breast taken off, people thought she was pretty heroic because that could damage her, movie career. Now, personally, I think she and Brad Pitt make gazillions of dollars. So I don't really think she's in a position where anything could hurt. Okay, and I don't think a lot of people really look at her breasts anyway. She was more of a lip and eye type of person. Dolly Parton, people look at the boobies. Okay, Dr. Dahlia, people look at the boobies. Angelina Jolie, with the exception of Tomb Raider, I don't think she was more of a boobie person. I could be wrong, okay? I don't really study what people look at with people, okay? Like Viggo Mortensen, when he was in Eastern Promises, nobody was looking at his pecs. Let me just say that. Okay, you saw the Eastern Promises movie, right? He's in a sauna fighting naked. Yeah, okay, so you guys get the point. So, but, you know, when you are in a career that is so highly public, sometimes you're being ill. Well, in the past, if you had an illness, that could really hurt you because Hollywood wanted to present strength, beauty, idealism. Now, having a fight, having a challenge that you had to overcome is extremely endearing. So you've noticed over the past 10, 20 years, these stars are becoming very vocal about certain problems they have. You know, some of you go, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you're always talking about your ovaries, your cervix, your need for vaginal yeast cream. I don't do it to up, you know, my image, right? I mean, you know, my needing a shot of penicillin is really not newsworthy or commendable. But I'm just open about things because I think it makes you guys feel more comfortable about any medical nuances that you have. So you're like, all right, you know, if Dr. Dahlia's hemorrhoids, and I could talk about my hemorrhoids. I guess it's not that embarrassing a thing. You could just talk about it these days. Just like Viagra and erectile dysfunction. When Viagra first came out, men didn't want to talk about that. It was so embarrassing to bring up that you were having issues in the bedroom. So then men would send their wives in to get the drugs. All right, because wives are more open about their medical issues because they go and get, you know, their pap smears and their gynecological visits and their mammograms, etc. Well, when the wives came back home saying, honey, they wouldn't give me the medicine. All right, and he was like, why not? Well, because you have to be seen. It forced men to have to come to the doctor, right? Remember when you first went to the doctor, you did not want to talk to the doctor about not being able to start an erection or stay erect. It's kind of embarrassing. But then all the commercials came out. Okay, I guess commercials with bathtubs in the middle of the forest and, you know, people would talk about it on TV. And then taking Viagra started to be as commonplace as popping your vitamins. So now men come in and they go, yeah, I'm here for my Viagra. I mean, they have no problem telling the front desk. They tell the nurse, what are you in here for? What prescriptions do you need? Etc. I can Dr. Dahlia call in my Viagra. Thank you. None of this private, scared. I mean, some people are still, you know, more old school going, I'd like to keep that private. But, you know, people are very, very open. You know, women are open about their loss of sex drive. Women, you know, so we're starting to find that us having certain, like, I think the word challenges is very endearing. Oh, hold on. Don't drink that. Don't drink that. Somebody just picked up a can that, throw it out. I don't like puffy cans. I saw a can across from, no, throw it out. Could have botulism, throw it out. Okay, thank you. Back to the show. I gotta save people's lives. I do in this studio. So no botulism, please. So where was I going with that? So people find it endearing. So, you know, you are going to probably hear more and more of Star's medical issues. And I'm not averse to that, because hopefully it gets people checked. I mean, George Bush having a stent placed. I was very grateful he brought that up, because if somebody as healthy appearing and as active as George W. Bush, right, could have a blocked artery, so can any of us that's not as active and that doesn't have chefs or Secret Service that can go on our jog with us, you know? So, good for them. All right. It reminds us to get checked. Now, unfortunately, with the Angelina Jolie case, many people asking me, well, Dr. Dahlia, run my BRCA test. I couldn't get insurance to cover it. And so not everybody was able to get the BRCA gene testing like Angelina Jolie got. All right. But it brings it out into the news, the forefront. I don't know what we could gain knowing that Dustin Hoffman battled cancer, except a psychological gain. That Dustin Hoffman is in his 70s. All right. Cancer is something that could be beat. Now, there's a study that came out. I don't know if it's a study or if it's a recommendation, but some doctors are recommending that we don't call cancer cancer, that we may need to start changing the name of cancer, because when people are told, all right, they may have cancer or whatever, it's such a people think it's a death sentence, okay? Whereas cancer nowadays is something we could, you know, bat out of the ballpark. I apologize for the baseball analogy. Okay, I need to work on those. So that's something we're going to be talking about in the next hour. Should cancer not be called cancer anymore? Okay? Now, cancer still has that stigma. Now, I was diagnosed with cancer a few years ago, right? Then what happens? People go, oh, you know, they're trying to give sympathy, but they immediately start to separate because they don't want to start to bond with somebody who they think is going to be dead in a year or two. It's different now. Somebody says, yeah, I had cancer. I'm like, great. Did you beat it? Yeah, I beat it. It's in remission. Amen. So many of my patients have had cancer that was beat. All right. They came to the doctor. Something was wrong. We looked for something wrong. We found a tumor. We got them to the right people to get it taken care of. We have been very, very fortunate, extremely fortunate, knock on wood, with the grace of God and with the grace of medical science. So we're looking at cancer differently these days. So for those of you that say, no, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to have the prostate looked at, because I don't want to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. I don't want to be diagnosed with, breast cancer. Get the diagnosis. All right. Get the diagnosis. Knock it out of the ballpark. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, a lot more to talk about. A man who survived the lightning strike, now a shark bite. What else is going to hit him? Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.